I'm Ellis Martin. Welcome to another segment of Stealing Away with Stephanie Ray. And this time, we're stealing away for the holidays. Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Ellis. And all I can say is, start spreading the news. We're leaving in a few days.
I take it you're talking about New York, New York.
Ah, a wonderful town, and a whoppingly expensive town, depending on when you go. So I was thinking of spending Thanksgiving in the Big Apple to see the Macy's Parade live, but hotels over the holiday weekend are super expensive.
Come on, Stephanie, aren't they super expensive all the time in the Big Apple?
Well, not if you're me, and not if you plan your trip right at the right time, which I do, being the queen of all travel steals. So I figured out a way to have my turkey and eat it too, and take the whole week to celebrate. Are you dying to know how?
Tell me how.
All right, here's how. So the few days leading up to Thanksgiving are significantly cheaper than the post-turkey days. For example, I found a rate at the lovely Intercontinental Barclay Hotel in Midtown for $239 on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the holiday. But that same room for the turkey weekend is $372. Now that's a $130 difference, which is the cost of a Broadway show each night.
That's fantastic.
Tell me about it. And speaking of Broadway shows, which of course is a must when you're in New York, most people probably know about the TKTS booth in Times Square, which offers up to 50% discounts sometimes on hot Broadway tickets. But there's an even easier way to get discounted tickets. And a lot of people don't know about this. Here's the secret. Go to BroadwayBox.com, which gives you similar discounts to the TKTS booth, but all you have to do is get a code from the website for your chosen show and then take the code to the theater box office. And this will save you money and time and the potential hassle of standing for 2 hours at that booth in the rain.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
I think you should. Let's recap, shall we? You've got your reasonable hotel rate, you've got your discounted show tickets, then you can do your standard sightseeing and shopping, and on Thanksgiving morning, you can give yourself a front row seat to the Macy's Parade.
Sounds good, Stephanie, but where's the beef? You've got nowhere to be on actual Thanksgiving.
Ah, that is the best part, Ellis. So after the parade, you check out of your hotel, and you take a train to Boston and give yourself a historic American Thanksgiving.
Boston for Thanksgiving? I like it.
I know. It's sort of Plymouth adjacent, right? So you feel very patriotic there. Now, if you're lucky, there might even still be foliage. And if that's the case, that 3.5-hour train ride is really, really beautiful. But what's even more beautiful, unlike New York City, Boston hotels are a steal over Thanksgiving Day weekend. I saw multiple options for 4-star places on Expedia at $150 a night. And I particularly like the Omni Parker House, which is a historic property dating back to the 19th century. So you can really feel like a pilgrim having Thanksgiving. And while we're enjoying our foodie holiday, here's some foodie trivia. The hotel's restaurant is the birthplace of Boston cream pie and, of course, Parker House rolls. It's a terrific venue. It's on the Freedom Trail. And while you're there, you can check out all the historic sites on the Freedom Trail, go to Charles Street, go to Faneuil Hall. I just can't think of a better way to do the East Coast for the holiday or a steal to be more thankful for.
Well, Stephanie, it sounds like you've thought of a great idea to steal away to the East Coast for Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for suggesting this fantastic vacation.
Well, thank you, Ellis. And let me just say, I'm grateful to be here. But I'll be even more grateful to be there.
We've been stealing away to the East Coast with Stephanie Ray for Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Stephanie, thank you very much for joining me today on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Ellis, as always, and have a great holiday.
You can listen to the segment again on the podcast page of our website, ellismartinreport.com, or download the entire Ellis Martin Report on iTunes.